Happy Earth Month, you guys. I love that I can shop sustainably at Macy's. I actually really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. So, you guys want to join in on the fun? You can join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. You can donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. I think this is such a cool idea, like turning old schoolyards into green spaces. That's so exciting. I feel like more and more we're needing to go outside, so this is perfect, and I love Macy's for that.
What is up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. It's Brooke.
And Danielle. Hope you're all having an amazing day. We're here to do a girl talk episode. And I think it's just been a minute. Like, I'm so excited to do this.
It has. These are some of our most popular episodes, actually, on the podcast. Yes. Where we, like, deep dive into some topics that we get a little vulnerable. You know,
Vulnerable, raw, and real with you girls. No, yeah. These are topics that we basically came up with. Stuff that we like want to talk about, things that maybe, I was going to say tear at our heartstrings, but things maybe that we, I don't want to say that, but like struggle
on our mind.
With,
yeah.
On our mind, things that Brooke and I will talk about off camera. And we just want to bring light to them, because the more we talk about these things, the more we realize other people relate to them. So that's why, if you guys are watching on YouTube, I wore this bright pink dress in honor of Girl Talk.
I love it. I was going to say Cosmo Wanda, you ain't slick.
Oh my God. And then there's also that. Brooke's wearing green. We love that. Love this for us.
But we're really, really excited to be here today, recording this episode. Danielle is officially 24. Wait, yeah, yesterday was your birthday. I'm like, because I just listened to last week's episode where we're like, your birthday was the episode came out today. I'm all like all tripped out. We're a little ahead.
The gals are ahead on the go. Yesterday was my birthday. Well, no. But I see what you're saying.
Yeah, not when this episode comes out, though. But happy belated birthday to Danielle.
Thank you so much. I feel so bad. Everyone was so confused on what my birthday is, because my birthday was on a Tuesday, but I had my birthday party on a Saturday. So I had so many friends like, oh my gosh, happy belated, like on Sunday. And I was like, no problem. You're early, actually. I never understand. Like, it's always so weird. It's like, when do you say happy birthday? You know? So everyone was so nice, though. My apartment literally looks like, I hate to be morbid, but it looks like someone died. Like, there are flowers everywhere. Oh,
I was wondering where you were going with that. I was like, oh, because it's messy, but no.
No. Well, it is very messy, too, but I received, like, 5 flower deliveries yesterday, and it just made... Well, and then you sent me one. You were the first. But it was just... Thanks. So kind, and birthdays are just always so fun.
That's so sweet.
Being showered with love, and the Gals on the Go graphic you guys posted was very sweet.
Oh, very cute, yeah.
And... Yeah.
Let's talk about your birthday party.
Yeah. So the theme was I Heart New York themed. And it was, well, I guess I might have talked about it in the last week's podcast because I knew it was going up late. I don't remember.
Yeah, you talked about it.
Now
we have like the tea to report from like the party itself.
Yes. You know? I was really looking forward to seeing what people would wear because the theme was I Heart New York. So when I first came up with the theme, I was like, I Heart New York, like the touristy shirts, like let's be tacky, let's be Y2K, like just have fun with it. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, this is New York theme. So someone could, like, my friend was like, should I dress as a rat or the Staten Island Ferry, like I was talking about? Or I wish, honestly, I was like, I should have been like a taxi cab because I love yellow and like a hot taxi. I don't really know what that would mean, but like some sort of yellow and black and white outfit would have been fun. Not that I love my outfit, but I was just like, it was
you
cool
looked phenomenal. Everything, the hair, the makeup, it was giving.
Thank you.
Yeah, really big sleigh.
Thank you so much. It was a really, really good time. I just went to this bar in the East Village. And I had an open bar for 2 hours. The DJ was amazing. When I walked in, he asked me, like, basically I was told beforehand that he's a really good DJ, so I didn't give him a list. I honestly just didn't have time to give him a list of all these songs. And the owner of the bar was like, he's honestly amazing. And if you like Drake, he's going to be good. And I said, I love Drake, so this is perfect. So I walked in and we talked for a little and I said, if you could like infuse some New York theme song. And he did some really great remixes.
He did. I knew that you were thriving. That was smart that you said that.
I'm so happy he did. I mean, I'm sure he would have as soon as he saw multiple people walking in with I Heart New York shirts, but it was just so cool to like be on the dance with everyone. And then like New York, New York's playing and everyone is just so into it. Yeah. Like, also, I was getting these comments like, LOL, this is so tacky. Yes, that was the point.
That's the theme, guys. Like it wasn't meant to be like, people are like, New Yorkers would never wear an I Heart New York shirt. That's the point. Like,
yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
I just like when people call me a transplant, I'm like, okay, how? So, but what if like someone moved? My trainer and I were talking about this today. Like, what if someone moved from Florida to North Carolina? Oh, are you a transplant? No one calls it a transplant unless you're in New York City. Do you notice this?
Yeah, I do notice
it's
that.
It's like you're a transplant. Like, yes, yeah. I fully.
And now maybe LA, they say that too. Like, I feel like big cities. Cities. Yeah.
I just like, I, and hey, I'm not from New York, so I can't say that, but I'm kind of like, like, let's all just have fun in the cities yeah. that we live in. Like, I'm fully owning it up that I just moved here last year and I just love it here so much.
I think it was a phenomenal theme. And it was very original, so you can't not say that, you know?
I haven't seen it done before.
Yeah, so you did you, and I'm proud of you for that. And the party was so much fun. Everyone looked amazing. You had...
Thank you.
There were so many walks of life there. That always is the theme with our birthday parties. Yes. Is that it's like, I mean...
And so we have different pockets of people in our life, which is so amazing. I love that for us.
I do. And you, I forget that we are 2 years apart in college, because then this was like a real age check for me, was that there were people who are a year younger than you that just graduated from college. So they were the freshmen when I was a senior. So I didn't really know them too much because, you know, 3 year age gap in college is like kind of big.
Yeah.
So I like loosely knew some of these people and I was like, oh, like they're visiting maybe for the weekend. Like, I don't know why that was in my brain, but like, no, they live here now. Like they fully graduated college. I was like,
oh. No, I mean, don't be too hard on yourself. There were some girls there that happened to be in town. There was actually like 8 KDs that were in town this weekend staying with different people. And my friend was like, can they come? And I was like, of course. I love those people. That's so fun that they get to share this experience. So I knew, though, I didn't tell you about all of them. So I knew when you'd walk in, you'd be like, what? I'm so confused. And then I had friends from high school. I had like some of my influencer friends there. And just like, honestly, like I'm that person. Like, I just want everyone there. So
you're sweet with the
invite. You get an invitation. Yeah. You get an invitation.
I know. There were so many people that I was like, wow, you know, Danielle really invited them. Like, not that it's bad or anything, but you were very, like, so nice. You're just always above and beyond, like, nice for anyone in your life, which everyone needs a Danielle in their life.
Thank you. Very right back at you. Oh, you're so sweet. It was just, I don't know. I never want anyone to feel left out. I'm sure I definitely, like, after the fact, I was like, oh my God, I wish I invited that person. But, like, also at the same time at parties like that, it's hard to talk to everyone for a really long time. Like, we barely got to chat. Like, I was just running around, like, saying hello to everybody and just, like, dancing. But, yeah, so the party was so fun. I'm glad that you had fun, too. Had the photographer that Brooke and I always have. Her name's Marissa. She's incredible. So
when are we getting the film photos?
Oh, yeah, I'm surprised. I'm short today. Like, yeah. I feel like, yeah. So
those are so fun. She's taking some candids, I think, of the group.
Yeah. Yes. I forgot about that, actually. Like Brooke said, she takes film photos and professional photos as well and sends them to me right away. And it's just so easy because I don't have to worry about, like, let's get a photo. Like, it's just too much to think about.
Ryan, at one point, there's a big group of us, like, wearing I Heart New York shirts. And we're like, let's get a big group picture of everybody. Like, and we're like, oh, who will take the photo? And Ryan, like, pulled Marissa. He was like, Marissa, can you take our photo? I was like, Ryan, the man of the hour.
Ryan was working the room. I kept looking over. I was like, oh, he's talking to this person now? Like, it's so funny. But it was really funny. It was so funny because last year I, like, had a small little pregame and I took probably 5 to 6 fireball shots before. And I just don't remember a lot from last year. I just don't.
Everyone was lit last year, though, to be clear.
Everyone was off their rockers
last year. Were several people that were, like, unhinged.
Yeah, unhinged. I think it was, like, the first party after a while in New York, so it was kind of, like, balls to the walls.
It was.
So this year, I told myself, I let myself take, I did take 2 fireball shots before, but I also knew that the open bar I paid for, you couldn't do a shot on it, and I didn't want to have to, like, pull up my card, so I was like, I'm not going to take shots there.
Yeah.
I'm just going to have drinks, I'll just have the 2 shots. I just drank vodka soda with lemon and lime and simple syrup the whole night. The simple syrup's probably what got me. They were
Wait,
so
vodka
good.
Soda with simple syrup? That's probably good.
Oh, and lemon and lime juice.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I like, basically when I first got there, I was like, I found the bartender. I was like, we're going to like make a drink. So like when I come over, it's like, I just like don't, as we always talk about, I just don't like bars.
Yeah,
I just don't like
drinks.
Yeah. So I was like, I want to make one that's good. And she made this and it was so good. But then, like, halfway through the night, I was like, I just, like, wanted to remember everything. You know, I, like, really wanted to enjoy. And a couple different people were like, I feel like you're, like, not, like, tipsy enough. Like, oh, my God, have fun. And I was like, no, I want to remember. And then I think I was like, oh, yeah. So I'm, like, chugging. And it was so much fun, though. Like, I remember the whole night up until Not that this is cool at all. Like, I really, this is not typical of me, but I don't really remember going home.
Well, at least you had friends to take you home safely. Yes. And like everything. So yes, that's, I had, but, a, you know, you weren't being like reckless.
Yes. Yeah. No, people took me home and they said, cause then I woke up the next morning. My blinds are up. I'm like, what's happening? The first thing I did was feel my face. I'm like, is my makeup still on? They said, I got home, I undressed, I put on a t-shirt, I took all of my makeup off, I got in bed, I said, I want alone time, and I closed the door. Everyone kept post-gaming, like, on my roof, and I just, like, went to bed. I was like, that sounds like the Danny I know.
That sounds like a responsible Danny. Yeah.
But then she was over the toilet all morning.
Oh, so, I hate that.
Yeah, you hate it. You hate to hear it.
Ugh.
But it was really fun. Do you have any, like...
party stories?
Yeah. Last year, I feel like we had so many, like, stories. This year, I feel like it was just, like, a good time. There wasn't, like, anything bad that happened.
Yeah, no, it was good. Not too bad. Every conversation I had, you're right, was, like, a 2-minute. Like, so good to see you. How are you? Everything's great. Everything's awesome. Like, next, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't... I feel like I didn't, like, have time to, like, go deep with anyone. But that's how it is. Yeah. Also, it's loud. You know, you're dancing, whatever. Like, it's hard to... in a bar party environment, like, go deep, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're... Yeah. But the music was great. We were dancing... We were just like loving a good life. Time. Yeah, it was a great group of people. You always, the place looked so much like the place last year.
Oh yeah, it was like the same thing. Just yeah. Bigger.
Honestly, if you live in New York, this is the way to do it with parties, I think, is like renting out a bar for a few hours. Like, it's the most effective way to have people come and they can bring their friends. It doesn't have to be like a super strict, like, you're invited, you're not invited. It's kind of like, hey, like, come on out if you want. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's a good way
so
to do
true.
It.
I like can't believe it's a thing too. Cause basically I decided to pay for an open bar and he had a package that I could do so. But if that weren't the case, I wouldn't have had to pay for anything. I would have had to pay for the DJ who was like $200. You get the venue for free. It has to be before 11 because then they have to open it to the public because they could make way more money. But from 9 to 11, I could have not paid a thing. And, like, obviously people would have to pay for their own drinks or stuff, or I could have done a tab. But
yeah.
So many bars in the city do that.
Yep.
And probably elsewhere, too. But, like, you just – as long as you bring a group of people that are going to spend – like, they're fine with you there.
Yeah.
It's so – I think it's the coolest thing.
Yeah. I think my party was like that, too. I had it at Rumpus Room. It fits definitely less people than yours had. And it was more of like a back room situation. Yours was like the full bar and it really filled up at a point. I was like, oh my God, how many people are here?
I know. Well, cause I also allowed people to like bring a friend cause I didn't want anyone.
Yes. Show up alone. Yeah.
Feel
yeah.
awkward.
Oh, you're too sweet. No, that's nice though. I think
that's
a nice way
well.
To do it.
Cause some people feel more comfortable and some people wouldn't maybe want to come if they couldn't.
Totally.
Like my trainer, she came and like, she didn't really know anybody. And I was like, oh my God, bring your friend. Duh. Mm-hmm. Like, and she stayed so long and like had fun. So keep bringing up Jane today. But
yeah, I met Jane. She's
and
great.
And you met Jane.
Yeah.
So it's just so cool seeing my worlds collide. But cool. Yeah, so thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me. I thought it was fun.
Time.
I can't wait for an extra 25. That's going to be a big one.
I know.
Are you already thinking?
Well, you already gave me the idea.
I gave Danielle a pretty good
but
idea.
But it's an expensive idea, so we'll have to get some sponsors
yeah,
or something.
You should. 25 is like a big one, though. I feel like that's like a good one to do, like a blowout.
Yeah, birthday blowout. If I want. We'll see. I don't know. I'm like exhausted for my birthday. But that always happens. Like after it's like
a
weekend.
You have a year.
I have a year. I'll be ready.
I was thinking that too, actually, not to make everything about me.
No, I was just going to ask, like, do you think you'll do something next year for 26?
Well, it lands Coachella weekend again, and I still haven't decided. We haven't decided.
Is it Coachella weekend
Yes,
again?
It's going to be that every year now.
That's crazy. Well, not, maybe for the next couple years.
Yeah,
we'll
see.
It'll go to the weekdays.
I hope, because, yeah. But also, I do not need a party again, but I want to celebrate in one way. Remember Savannah did like a psychic and like a dinner, like
yes,
I like something
like
that.
Yeah,
an event, but it doesn't need to be like a banger per se.
Yeah.
But I like something. Margot's picnic was so cute. Like
that was
stuff
so
like
cute.
I like things like that are like
something
everybody
like have your
together.
Friends together, I think is just the big goal.
Yeah, friends and family would be nice too if I could find something that could, you know, do both.
Figure I think you could get you a girl that can do both.
We have a while before that point. I'm like, oh my God.
I'll start brainstorming for you now since you gave me an idea.
Oh, yeah.
I owe you one. I owe you.
I owe you one party idea.
One party idea. So thank you all so much for your birthday wishes. It was so amazing. Love you guys. It's been a time. And now tomorrow, as we're recording this, is Ryan's birthday. So we've got a whole thing to prepare there and...
Oh, we also had another big event this week.
I know. I was wondering.
Oh,
yeah.
Let's bring it up. It was, we went to a movie premiere.
I know. We went to the red carpet screening for Don't Worry, Darling. I'm so sick.
There's a lot of directions I want to take this.
Yes. What, One Direction? First,
One Direction. Speaking of the One Direction of it all, I think Danielle and I are due for an apology.
Yes.
Address.
Address. Hey, girl. We're sorry.
We made, I'll admit to it, you listen to our Unpopular Opinions episode, I think we've referenced it several times, honestly. We've said that we believe Harry Styles is a bit overrated, was the word we used. Not untalented, not handsome, not charming, not whatever. We just said, oh my God, everyone's talking about
like overhyped. We just didn't understand.
I didn't get the hype. Yes.
The two of us didn't, we weren't there yet.
We weren't fully, you know, this is everything. I have a pattern of doing this. I hate it until I don't.
Yeah. And not like, hate, you guys know we do this. And I think when we made the Harry Styles comment, it might've hit a little bit harder than some of our other things we've said. And because I have some personal friends who are, you know, so obsessed with Harry Styles. And I said to them, I'm like, hey, like, I get it now, you know, like.
So we have come around. Well, you came around first. I mean, you were like, hey, like, I really like his music. You've talked about it a few
I
weeks
said
ago.
It on
yeah,
the podcast. I you said, did. His new album came out. It's good. And like, I feel like people should be allowed to change their mind. Wouldn't you guys rather us be like, wait, actually, he's good.
Yeah, I know. That's a better come around opinion. I've had plenty of artists where like. Yeah, I come. Or just people in general, like celebrities where you're like, you don't like them. And then you see them do something. You're like, actually, they're pretty good. Or even influencers. Maybe you like see them and you're like, I don't like that girl. She seems annoying or whatever mindset you have around them. And then you normalize changing your opinion. I'll say that.
Yes. We, I mean, literally in last week's episode, when we talked about fall trends, like we said, we could come around and be like, wait, actually, I do like that.
Yeah.
You know, like things definitely change. And obviously, having such a big platform like this, like, you guys just hear all of our thoughts at all times. Like, we literally say what's on our mind.
Yes.
So, and I feel like everyone's like this, but we just, like, have such a, it's all out and recorded.
Totally. So you could reference stuff from way back. I mean, God, the amount of times we've contradicted ourselves.
Oh,
like,
for sure.
We've been doing the show for 4 years. It's bound to happen.
Yeah, like, when we started, I was, like, 19 and you were 21 or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know. So, you know.
Literally.
Bear with us, but like Brooke said, we are sorry to anyone that we upset about Harry Styles because we're
on the bandwagon now. Yeah, we're bandwagon fans. We're not original.
No, I'm not a Harry or a Styler. Like I can appreciate, like, I think we both can just appreciate, like, after we saw the movie too, it was just like, he's such an amazing actor.
He's like a triple threat. He can dance, sing, and act. Like,
literally.
What can he do? I mean,
what
and
can he do?
Yeah. And I mean, I'll say it too. I think that I might've indicated, like, I didn't understand like the sex appeal with him. I get that now too.
Guys, Brooke and I weren't sitting together during the movie, but I would imagine, at least on my side of the theater, we were like,
He is. Oof. That is just his good.
I literally drooled.
Our next partner has a product I use all the time. I started taking AG1 because I just wanted to know that I was putting something good into my body. I just take a nice scoop in the morning, put it in a cup, add some water, add some ice. Boom, done. You're seeing an optimized immune system. We've got better gut health, more energy. I mean, the list goes on. So you might be wondering, what is this stuff? With one delicious scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. All the things. It's lifestyle friendly, so if you eat keto, paleo, vegan, dairy-free, or gluten-free, they've got you covered. It's cheaper than getting all the different things yourself. You've got them all in one powder. It is seriously so amazing. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews and recommended by professional athletes, which we love. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. No need for a million different pills and supplements to look out for your health. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/gals. Again, that is athleticgreens.com/gals to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
The gals love Squarespace. It's actually what we used and we still use for our website, galsonthegopodcast.com. If you want to go check it out, just a little plug there. We have it locked and loaded with so many amazing features. It was so easy to use and set up, but yet looks so professional. Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. You could stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything. Your products, content you create, even your time. So we have a bunch of really cool features on our website. We have like a lot of cool tabs. We also have like our social media kind of like linked on there. So if you ever want to check out like any of the feeds, they're all linked on this website. We also have our merch store linked. You could sell your products with an online store. Squarespace also can authenticate your social profiles, like we said. So it lets you auto post content to Twitter, Facebook, or Tumblr. Squarespace also has really cool SEO tools. So if you're looking to build your brand, definitely take advantage of that. Overall, if you are anybody who has a presence online, you should be using Squarespace to set up your personal website, your brand's website, your business's website, anything. And if you want to check out Squarespace now, you can head to squarespace.com/gals for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use the offer code GALS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Once again, use the offer code GALS to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain at squarespace.com/gals. Well, we'll talk about the movie too, but that the look of him, like he was portraying like a 50s, like a man in the 50s, basically like the stereotypical, you know, it was like an ideal 50s mm-hmm. world is like what it was, which you later find out it might not have been, but yes. Whatever. And he just, those outfits on him, he looked so handsome and charming, and his accent, just literally everything about this man was like jaw dropping.
No, when we met up outside the theater, we were both like, oh my
yeah.
God. Like, yep. Oh my God. Holy yeah. fuck. Like I literally was just, I was sitting next to Davis Burleson, if you guys know him, and we were actually grabbing each other. Like
really?
No, it was like, so, I mean, it was spicy. And then the
yeah,
movie was so
it was.
Good. We I know like so many people obviously too would kill to be in Brooke and I's position. And we fully understand that. Mm-hmm. And we are so grateful to have these opportunities to go to a premiere. And, you know, like people were DMing us like to be in the same room as Harry Styles. Like I wish I could have brought all of you there.
But we did. That's why we vlogged.
That's why we vlogged
and like tried to share it as best as we can.
Exactly.
We did see, and they did like a cast interview too. So they came into the theater. This was just pure luck. I had seats, like I swear, like right in front of the guy. Like I was like,
Brooke, send a photo from your view, clear as day.
Because I felt so bad after I looked at your videos. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, mine looked like my video was filmed on a microwave. I was like, oh my God.
I felt so bad. It was like random seating in like a really wide theater. And I just happened to be right in front of him. And
I'm glad you did though. You got to send us photos.
Yeah, yeah. Great. And then Katie was like kind of like right behind me. He is so handsome in person. He's such a swag about him in person.
He really does have some swag.
We even like got to watch him then at the after party. We got to watch him interact with other people. Like just like the people watching at this experience was so good.
That's what we really need to talk about actually, because so this company that took us to Don't Worry Darling, it's the same company I went to Batman with, and there was an after party after, and it was basically just like all the other influencers that went. It was really, really sweet. So going into this after party, I kind of thought it would be the same thing, like the 30 of us yes. that Warner Brothers sent, whatever. Yes.
Danielle told us, she was like, we're like, oh, and there's an after party, whatever. Danielle was like, yeah, don't expect too much from the after party. Like there was just some food.
Yeah, like it's like, not, we're not getting drunk till the end of dawn. Like we're not going to be at the cast. Like I wouldn't expect to be at the cast. We pull up to the Bowery Hotel. Paparazzi outside, fans waiting outside. Yes. We all looked at each other like, oh, we got the right one.
Yes. And I knew it because they gave us
tickets.
When we checked in, they gave us two tickets for us and our plus one and two after party tickets. Like, you know, and everything mm-hmm. says like non-transferable. They give you like a wristband. We had to do at home COVID tests. It was like the real deal event.
Yes.
And Danielle brought her friend Seb. I brought my friend Alicia. It was all gals.
Yeah, we all brought our girlfriends. It was cute.
Yes. Katie brought Colby. Margot brought Emily. And it was like the group of the eight of us, I guess, like that really stuck together, and it was super fun.
It was so fun. Like this after party was so swanky. Like it was just like yes. you felt like you were in the movie. They had like live performers there. I got a Cosmo. Everything was right in the world. And I saw Nick Kroll, who's one of the actors in there in the movie. So I saw him and I was like, oh, so like some cast members are here.
Yeah.
And then we like saw this one like huddle area and we were kind of just standing there, and one of our friends was like, no, Harry Styles is like right there. Like we're 10 feet away from him, but it wasn't like a blocked off area, but it was kind of understood.
It was like a back corner,
like by the fireplace.
Yeah.
Tucked away. There were some bodyguards over there, and we did not go up to him. Like
we were instructed actually not to.
Oh, yeah. One of our...
No, they told us. Remember, she got up there and gave, like, a speech.
Oh, yeah.
On the bus. They told us, like, the company told us. They were like, don't approach the cast members. Don't ask to take photos with the cast members. Like, this is their night, too.
Yeah, for sure. Like, we weren't going to do that. And, I forgot. Well, of course she said that. And they were like, don't, like, sneak photos of them. So we took photos at the Q&A.
When they were, giving, like... They told us we were allowed to film that part.
Yeah, because they know they're being on camera, whatever. But at the after party, we, like, didn't...
That's invasion of privacy vibes. Like, he's, like, in the corner drinking, talking to, like, who knows who. Yeah. That, like, worked on the movie, too.
It was
too.
Really cool to, like you said, kind of, like, see him. And, like, Olivia Wilde was there, like, just all talking to each other.
Are they together right now? What's the deal with that?
I, like, barely saw them talk. At one point, they were, like, in the corner chatting. But I don't know.
She was so good in the movie, too. And the movie itself was...
Florence Pugh was amazing. I'm sad she wasn't there.
So obsessed with her.
Oh my God, guys, this movie is living rent free in our heads. Yeah. Like, I could do a whole.
Have you been having I've been having realizations like yesterday. I had more. I was like, oh my God, so that's why that happened.
Yes. Like, I told Ryan we're going to see it again.
Oh, you are?
Yes. We're going to go, not this weekend because he doesn't know this yet, but his best friend's surprising. He's like, we go Sunday. I'm like, might be a little not the vibe. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Oh my God. He was like, we need to go to Bed Bath & Beyond on Saturday. Like, I need more, an extension cord. And I was like, yeah, sure. It's really fun to surprise people.
Little does he know
his bestie's coming.
He's got a trick up his
person. But we're going. You should go with Ben. Like,
I spoiled the whole movie to him last night.
You stay doing this.
I was like, we're not going to see this movie, are we? And he was like, probably not. And I was like, so. And
I told him
the whole story. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but I don't know what I was expecting. And
weren't expecting.
Yeah. I feel like the trailers almost don't do a good job showing what it actually is, but
yeah,
you'll be pleasantly surprised, I think.
Oh my God, the cinematography, there's some like food and coffee ASMR. I was literally nutting.
It was just beautifully shot. The outfits, the set,
music.
Yeah, everything about it was so cool. And then the twist, I will say, if you like, because I wasn't expecting, I thought it was a period piece. I was like, oh, it's about like the 1950s, mm-hmm. like whatever. If you like Black Mirror, or if you like any sort of like psychological thriller, you will love this movie.
Yes,
I think
100%.
Yeah,
like it
was also giving girl power too. Like, the movie was very much so. Oh my God, I just, wow,
it is. I literally am so obsessed. I think I've told everyone I've run into today or yesterday, like, you have to go see it.
Yeah,
like, hopefully we're not overhyping it, because we just like didn't know what to expect, because we thankfully got to see it before many people did.
But there were some mixed reviews. I mean, like, we came out and we, like, Danielle and I were like, what a movie.
This is true.
And then some people were like, it was okay, whatever. But, like, maybe it's because it, like, blew our minds.
Yeah,
like,
maybe because we just didn't know what to expect. We were kind of just going into it blindly. Yeah. But if anything, enjoy the cinematography, enjoy the music, enjoy Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Guys, who am I saying this right now? But I'm going to admit it.
Yes. That's all that I have to say. And I'm obsessed with Florence Pugh now.
Obsessed. Like, justice for Flo.
Just everything about her is like,
she, I hadn't really ever seen any other movies that she was in, because like my friend was telling me, like, oh, I'm so obsessed with Florence Pugh, and I didn't really know who she was.
I saw Black Widow, which is like the superhero movie she's in.
Okay, she's in,
and she's
that.
Like the main, and she's Scarlett Johansson's like sister, like she's like the main, like, cool. Whatever. So
she's in Dune too, I think.
I've never seen Dune,
but I haven't seen it. So
is Harry Styles in that too?
He was in the first one. I wonder if he's in the second, because the reason Chris Pine... No. The reason she wasn't at the... Apparently, the reason she wasn't there that night was because she was filming Dune.
Oh.
So, like, why was he there?
She looked so different. They, like, had a video. Yeah. Her and Chris Pine were the only two cast members that, like, weren't there. The rest of them were, like, physically there and, like, did the Q&A. Yeah. Also, Harry's answers during the Q&A, I think that man is tired.
I know. I think he needs a rest.
Yeah, they were like, how did the music tie in? And he was like, did you ever hear that? You heard the audio on TikTok. Like, he's like, it's a movie, you know, it's like a real movie.
They already made it into a sound.
No, not.
Oh, it
not
was the other.
Us.
Oh, yes, the other interview he did.
You've heard that audio though before. It's like, you know, it's what I like about the movie. It's because it's a movie. It's a movie. Like, his answers were so funny.
I know.
When he's so cute.
They asked him something about, I think it was prepping for the movie, and he's like, I love a mood board.
Like, oh yeah, he was like, it looked beautiful. Yes,
like,
yeah,
I love a mood board.
Our accent is botching.
Yeah, sorry. We are completely not doing him justice, sorry. But we...
But speaking of Harry Styles, anyways, Danielle has come full circle now. It's like the circle of life where you start off not understanding something to come full circle, that now tonight she's going to Harry's house.
I'm going to Harry's house. I'm like, here's the thing. So last week or a couple weeks ago, I was texting my friend and I was like, because I knew she was a fan. I was like, I feel like I need to experience this residency. Like, I know so many of his songs from his new album and some of his old songs, obviously. Like, let's do it. Let's buy a ticket. And she was like, yes. And then it kind of just never happened. And then I texted her yesterday and she was like, honestly, like, I don't think I can do it. And I was kind of like bummed. I was like, I don't really want to go alone, whatever. All of a sudden, get invited to go to the show. And I was like, I feel like I have to.
It's meant to be. It's like fate.
Meant to be there. So I'm obviously really grateful that I'm able to go. I was given the opportunity and like, I'm really sorry if that like hurts anyone's feelings. Like, I am just so excited to go. I'm so grateful. Like,
I don't think you need to apologize for
like, I feel like
him. I feel I understand why people would be upset if they, because there's people out there, and I literally have these people in my life, I'm sure you do too, who have like loved him for years and years and years.
Yes.
And like, it is like core of them. Like, you know, like, yes, they've helped him so, he's helped them so much through whatever.
Right. Of course.
But you're a fan of his. You're a more recent fan, but you're a fan. So
I was given an opportunity to go, and I kind of thought about it for a second, but I was like, I literally was going to buy these tickets on my own anyways. Why wouldn't I go? I have nothing I'm doing tonight. This just sounds so special. I do believe tonight's his last night, and I just think it's so cool. So I am so grateful to have the opportunity, and I'm so excited to share about my experience with you guys. I like need to get all dressed up now.
Yeah.
What's happening? Everyone, full circle.
Yeah. And a lot of people I noticed at the premiere dressed, not a premiere. It was like a screening. Yeah. Well, it was a premiere. It's like, it's a whole thing.
We premiered in Venice. We're not that cool. We got to see the New York premiere basically.
But they were there. So I'm calling
they were
a
there.
Premiere.
I like, know.
Yeah. Anyways. I finally got my red carpet experience. Well, no, actually, I did.
I know.
But I still did. We got all dressed up, whatever. And then we actually, it was raining as we were pulling up to the theater.
Rain likes to ruin surf lawns, yeah, red carpets.
Yeah, you know, but that's all right. I really wasn't too bummed about it. Just like the experience of being there and doing the whole, like, I am so beyond grateful. I literally could care less about like not getting the photo that I wanted. Like, it's fine. But they told us, they come on the bus and they're like, due to the rain, we're canceling the red carpet.
And everyone, I mean, like, we spent a whole day doing glam.
I started getting ready at 11 a.m. Like, not even, actually before that, I got my hair done like 9.
No, literally, it's pretty insane. But it all made up for it. The after party was so fun. We got to take photos there.
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Exactly. Like, honestly, like, the cool part was like getting to see the movie and obviously getting to see the cast and hear them talk about it. So I did feel so bad though. I was like, oh my God.
And everyone got all like, but it's just so like, that just goes up to show that like life isn't just about the photos. Like, that experience was something that I will literally always look back on like, holy shit, I was at this movie screen premiere, whatever you want to call it. And like, you know, I got some photos. They might not be the glamorous Getty image red carpet photo, but like, literally, who cares?
No, literally. Like, I feel like our whole group had just had so much fun that we were like, okay, that does suck, but I don't care. Like, we're just so grateful to be there. So it was such a cool experience, and I'm glad that we all got to experience that together. It was like me, Brooke, Margot, Katie, and then all of our plus ones who are also the best people ever. So we had a good
and
time.
And my redemption story from Batman.
Redemption, yes. Brooke was there. My villain origin story,
but I've turned into the hero now.
Yes. So yeah, we had a lot to unpack there, so hopefully you guys followed along just right.
It all is gratitude. That's basically the point of it all, is just we wouldn't be able to do these opportunities without you guys, and
hopefully that just comes through, because we're so grateful for you guys always. Like, whenever we meet you guys in person, I feel like you're like, oh, we don't have to bother. And Brooke and I are like, no, let's keep talking. Like, stay.
Yes.
Like, we are so grateful for you guys. We want to get to know you guys. We want to support you. We believe in you. We love you. Like, we're just so grateful.
So, because every day.
We're on a high. We're just got some cool emails this week for Gals on the Go. Like,
big things coming.
Big things coming. If you live in New York City, that's all I'll say.
Got some tricks up our sleeve. Raise your hand if you're like me and you look at the menu before you go to dinner somewhere. I know before I book any brunch, I'm pouring over lists and lists of reviews. So why not do the same when you're booking a doctor's appointment? With ZocDoc, you can see real, verified patient reviews to help you find the right doctor in your network and in your neighborhood. After all, finding the right doctor is just as, if not more important than finding the right plate of Eggs Benedict. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your your insurance and are available when you need them. On ZocDoc, you can find every specialist under the sun. So whether you're trying to straighten those teeth, fix an achy back, get that mole checked out, or literally anything else, ZocDoc has you covered. ZocDoc has a really great mobile app, too, that makes it as easy as ordering a ride to a restaurant or getting delivery. Find and review local doctors, read verified patient reviews from real people who have made real appointments. You can go to ZocDoc.com to find the right doctor that works for you and book an appointment on ZocDoc in person or remotely that works for your schedule. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and I am one of them. It's my go-to whenever I need to find a quality doctor. It's all in one place. It's the easiest way to go. So go to ZocDoc.com/galsonthego and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's ZocDoc.com/galsonthego. ZocDoc.com/galsonthego. Hey, Gals on the Go listeners, I'm here to tell you that there is no reason to be red panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift, because you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes all of the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and for any occasion. It's so easy. You just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or on Etsy.com, then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I love getting gifts on Etsy because most of the time they're like one of a kind, right? Like they're handmade. We're talking about, you know, handmade custom jewelry, collectibles. I bought my friends like a wall sign recently. They had like a housewarming, I guess, of sorts. And I went online and like found this really cute custom wall sign. So it's simple to find gifts that are made by independent sellers for all of the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for like the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
So with that, should we talk about a quote that is touching us recently?
Yeah. Mine is, I mean, I told you this would be via text because just everything that's been coming has been because of something that I don't have a lot of, which is patience. Mm. So my quote is, patience is a virtue.
And like, oh, that's what you meant when you said that?
Yes.
You're like, that's my thing lately or something. And I was like, oh, quote of the week, love.
No, literally though, because I have no patience. I want everything in my life to be immediate results. You know, I'm like, oh, I want to like, mm-hmm. you know, start working out. I want to see the results immediately. Like oh, I just am a very immediate, short-term focused person. And I've been trying to be a little more patient, open up my eyes a little more. And it's been like, my patience has been rewarded. I will say that.
I'm so glad.
Thank you. And you too. I mean, like there's so many things that, you know, we've had this podcast for 4 years, like, and it's easy to think like, oh, like we haven't gotten these opportunities, we'll never get them, whatever. It's like, but no, we've stayed focused and we've been patient, and now we get the reward.
Yes. No, it's so true. And it's so crazy how time really does fly so mm-hmm. fast. Like looking back on even a few months ago, it feels like now is so far away, and we're already here. You know, like certain things that we've always looked forward to are finally happening, and it's like, oh, it feels like no time has passed since we started talking about that actually, but it's really been so long. But it's so worth the patience. And I feel like, especially with working out too, I've been going through that, like, you know, does 2 crunches, let me see, you know, like it's just, you have to be patient and just like doing good things for your body, doing good things for yourself, and eventually you will just feel so good. I love that. Patience.
Thanks. What's yours?
Mine is, have the courage to be disliked.
Oh, is this about Harry Styles? Is this about you coming out as a Harry Styles fan?
Just like life in general. Yeah. But I think I texted my therapist yesterday. This is before, this is not Harry Styles related. I was just like, I need to have therapy again. Just because people pleasing just is really hard sometimes. And I feel like I'm constantly just trying to make sure everyone's like happy with me. No one's, you know, there's pros to making sure everyone's not left out. But then sometimes like I end up being not left out, but like I end up feeling like I got the short end of the stick. And so having the courage to do things that might not make everyone happy, or with the Harry Styles, I was like, I could say no to this because I'm scared that I'm going to get 5 messages saying, you poser, you're not allowed to go. But then also, like, well, that I don't get to experience it and get to, you know, experience something that I want to experience and that I've changed my mind on. So just in general, like also just being a podcaster, having a platform, I think you have to have the courage to like speak your mind. Like with our girl talk we're doing, like you know, we're going to say things that might like not everyone agree with or like feel weird about. And like, you have to have that courage because it could touch someone. It could touch you. It could mean something to you. So, that's my quote of the week.
I love it. I hope that encourages someone.
Thank you. I feel like Brene Brown. I'm like, you get it. But yeah, mic drop.
Love. Thanks. And then a favorite, a current fave.
A fave.
These are a few of my favorite things.
I finished a book. It took me a while to get through this one, but I did really like it. It's Jeanette McCurdy's autobiography, memoir. I think it's an autobiography because that's like when you write the book about yourself, right?
Yes. But also, I've heard the words memoir, so I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's her book. And the title is shocking. It's I'm So Glad My Mom Died. And you're like, whoa. I feel like everyone hears it. You know, people have been seeing like her interviews and whatever. She's lived a really hard life, like a really dark life. And I feel like this, it's really eye opening because we grew up with this era of like, you know, the I grew up with iCarly. I mean, I know you did too.
Yeah.
Like,
oh my gosh.
Wow. And the Nickelodeon teen life of it all. And she goes into that, but she also like, it goes into the fact that like, she plays this like character on TV. And you think, you know, oh my God, she's a Nickelodeon kid. Like she's a Nickelodeon actress. Like, you know, what is her life? I don't know. I guess I never thought about, never think that they could have hardships and what, you know, her life could be like.
They're like on Nickelodeon, every little kid's dream.
Exactly. Like they, yeah. So I think it was really eye-opening and it's very dark, I will say. Just, I feel like I keep recommending dark books, but like the you know, and I heard people say that. I was like, what does that mean? Like just on literally everything from like, you know, eating disorders to like, yeah, like family trauma to just like, she's lived a really hard life and she's like, I feel for her. Like, I just like want to be her friend. Like I feel like and the writing in the book was fantastic. Like it was so unlike anything I've read. 'Cause it's really her voice. Like it's dark humor, but sarcastic. Like it's
it's on my list.
I think you would like it. Expected it to be more like expose vibes, like Dan Schneider. She talks a little bit about Ariana Grande. Miranda Cosgrove and her were like such good friends. It's so sweet reading that book. I could like cry. I love Miranda Cosgrove. But she didn't even go too deep into that. It was more so like
her, like everything else that she dealt with.
Yeah, little stories about them, but like I think everyone was expecting like the Dan Schneider like expose of it all. Yeah. She goes a little bit into it and like kind of it was basically like, yeah, he was creepy and he was weird, but like that's not the focus of the book.
Right.
So I would recommend it. And I can't wait to see what she does next. I feel like she's writing. It's like really sad too, because she wanted to be a writer when she was young. It was like, there was this one part of the book where she showed her mom, like her mom came home from like whatever. And she wrote like 100-page like screenplay when she was like 10 or 11 or something.
Wow.
Yeah. And she showed it to her mom, but she was like acting at the time. And her mom was like, no, you don't want to be a writer. You want to be an actress. And like, would like, oh my God. It's like, it's gut-wrenching stuff, yeah.
It is so heartbreaking to hear. Like, I've heard little bits and pieces of things, and it's so crazy because, like what Brooke was saying, like, when we were younger, like, iCarly was the show, and we were thinking about these actresses and thinking that, you know, everything in their life was perfect, and they're on iCarly, and they're on Nickelodeon, and this is the perfect role, and it's not just Sam and Carly, you know? There's so much that goes behind the scenes.
Childhood actors have it like tough, like
so tough.
It's so funny because I feel like you and I growing up, we're like, we wanted to be childhood, like, we never got too deep into it, but like I'm sure that given the opportunity you would have done it.
Oh sec, yeah, you know? I had an agent and everything.
Yeah, would have done it in a sec, but now it's like, hey, like the universe's other plans. Mm-hmm. In a
we
good
got
way
to be the real iCarly instead.
Yeah.
Instead of acting like a, we got to do it, so you know, we get to be ourselves, which is so amazing. Mm-hmm. And you guys accept us. We're so grateful that both of our parents have always, you know, accepted us for what we want to do. And I know that that's not the situation for everybody. And hopefully that book inspires other people to, you know, maybe if they're in a situation or they're, you know, not super happy in their life, like, you know.
Yeah, she didn't start going to therapy until she was like after the Nickelodeon days.
I believe it.
Crazy.
Therapy was not like, we're also younger, but it was not on my radar.
Yeah, no, there was, but she like could have used it.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And her mom probably also didn't put her in it, so.
No, they just grew up. Yeah, the whole, like, there was a lot of things going on, and they grew up in, I don't think it wasn't like total poverty, but like they didn't grow up with, like, they used all of her paychecks to like pay for the family stuff. I'm not like really, I don't think I'm spoiling much, but
no
it was like really crazy stuff that you're like, oh my God,
I feel like it's very common, unfortunately. So
yep,
I'm glad you read it. Now I'm inspired. My favorite Not as deep at all. Sorry. Cauliflower thins.
Well, you went through like a moment with these with your dad too, right? Yes. He taught you the magic of cauliflower.
Literally, guys, when my dad was here last week, you guys need to watch my vlog, the title's Empty Apartment Tour, because, well, one, you get an empty apartment tour, and two, my dad went to Whole Foods one day when I was like at the gym or something and got me all these amazing, like, healthy foods. And honestly, he kind of changed my life last week. Wow. Just with like certain things, like, I'm all about a balanced meal. You guys know me. That's how Brooke and I both are. But I am trying to eat like a little bit less carbs. I just think it would benefit me in the long run of my life. And someone just showed us on their Zoom call. That was interesting.
Oh, really? On a laptop? Or
yeah, on the laptop, like the full scan. Hey, if that was you. But anyways, he introduced me to cauliflower thins. They're like, I got them at Whole Foods. They're like sandwich thin, so they like are perfect. I eat those with, they're like soft kind of. They have cheese in them, so they're like definitely tasty.
Oh, okay.
But they're like low carb, whatever, or no carb, carb free. I forget. And I put like turkey and avocado, and it's so good. Oh my gosh.
You eat it like as bread, like as a sandwich?
Yeah, I use it as a bread. Cool. Or I'll heat it up and use them as like a pita chip to dip into hummus.
Oh, yeah.
Because I love pita chips and hummus. And I was like, ooh, this, it's seriously like so delicious. And I'm like not the, like,
is there a brand?
I'm kind of a picky eater. Oh, yes. I don't know.
Are they like Cauliflower? I've heard of that brand.
Oh, but no, but I have their chicken. I do like their chicken. It's like real chicken, but breaded with cauliflower. Yum. I have that too.
Are they Whole Foods brand?
Yeah. No, it's not the 365 brand, but it's at Whole Foods. Okay. Report back. I'm sorry.
No, you're good. I want these because I've tried Trader Joe's ones and they lack flavor.
Were they the sandwich ones?
They're in like, yeah, they're in the refrigerator section at Trader Joe's. The packaging is a little blue, I believe. And I've tried them and
it lacked flavor. No, this has flavor for sure.
I would like to try.
So I will send you a photo and you have to go to the Whole Foods and get it. And I also got the Whole Foods or the cauliflower thin pizza crust, and my dad last week made it for me. It was the cauliflower pizza crust, and you don't have to, like, it's not like dough, it's like already cooked, thank god. You put some mozzarella, tomato sauce, some basil, put in the oven for like 10 minutes. The best food ever. Wow. And so delicious, like low carb pizza, and it's seriously so tasty. And I don't think some healthy food is tasty, but this is tasty. Not that this is the most nutritious thing ever, but I'm just trying to like eat less carbs, and it's great.
That sounds delicious.
So we love cauliflower. Remember the cauliflower like mashed potatoes from Trader Joe's? I feel like we had, and like cauliflower gnocchi. I like haven't gotten that in a while, but I mean it still exists. Not that RIP, like it still exists. But
TBT to the I know. I feel like that was like 2016. I was like, yeah, really in my cauliflower.
So good. You introduced me to that. Remember you took me to Trader Joe's and we're like, so I get this frozen thing. I was like, oh my gosh,
because I like don't know how to cook. Like I still only do frozen stuff. I'm working on it.
Did you see the TikTok I sent you about Trader Joe's? It's like,
you still need to go to another grocery store?
Like, I love going to Trader Joe's and still having to go to a grocery store after.
It's a snack store.
Yeah, it's unfortunately, like, you still need to, like, get certain brands or
yes. supplements. There's a tweet. It's like, Trader Joe's is like, what if we had a grocery store without any groceries?
Huh?
Like, that literally is Trader Joe's.
It's so true. They, like, have, like, they have produce and stuff, but sometimes they just don't have, like, what you need to,
I wouldn't,
like, make a
recipe. It's not my favorite, like... The difference between a like Whole Foods or like a local market and like Trader Joe's produce, don't come for me, at least in New York.
You have the courage to be disliked.
Yeah, I do have the courage to be disliked. I will say I prefer it from other places, but everything else at Trader Joe's slaps. It's just the produce sometimes, like, I feel like it goes bad quickly.
It does, unfortunately, but they do have it at least. But
no, they have it.
But yeah, no, it's not the
best. It's
just
cheaper though, so it's tough.
It's so much cheaper. It's so nice. And they do have like such fun snack options and the fall foods of it all. And
everything else at Trader Joe's is amazing. It's just every time I feel like I get like, if I'm like, oh, I'll get like peppers from here or whatever. Like I don't know. Yes. Something about them. They're a little different than the other places.
A little different. You can't like go to Trader Joe's with a recipe and get everything.
No.
You just can't.
The like canned goods. Like, looking for something. They don't have it.
No. They have like certain types of beans and corn. And corn. But that's about it.
So true.
So that's our dissertation on Trader Joe's.
Yeah, but I still recommend, if you're a college student or like a young adult, like looking to just like, you know, like that, I'm fine with that. I don't need all the produce.
Fine.
Okay, so in this episode,
Long Island, in Long Island. Yeah. Sorry, I had to do that.
We have a few topics that we're going to get into. And thank you guys for bearing with us. It was a 40-minute intro. Wow.
All right. Wow. Next week's episode probably won't have as long as an intro, just so you guys know.
Yeah, no. All right. Well, I think this is kind of important to talk about a lot. I'm sure you too have been hearing a lot of discourse recently on Facetune and just body image. I feel like I've been listening to a lot of podcasts that kind of talk about Facetune, seeing a lot more of people opening up about using it.
Yeah.
Which I think that's a step in the right direction. But yeah, just kind of what body image chat in relation to photo editing, getting work done, whatever, just, you know, the artificialness of it all, I guess.
Yeah, no, for sure. I've definitely, like, I feel like you can change your mind, you know? Like, I feel like when I first found out about Facetune when I was an insecure high schooler, I was like, yeah, let's whiten those teeth. Let's change my face. Like, let's do some things. I still have the app. Do you still have the app?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I love doing the red eye on there. I'm like exposing myself. Every now and again, I'll whiten my teeth like a little, but not like all the way. Yeah. I'm like, okay, like they could be a little whiter. I think that's fine because I feel like some filters make your teeth look whiter and I don't use filters anymore. So I'm like, okay. What else do I do? I'll use like the details thing on it to make you look like a little bit clearer.
Yeah.
So that's kind of like where I stand. Actually, the other day, my face was like super oily, like in a flash photo. So I like took the smoother and put it on.
I definitely have used smooth on my legs or whatever if they look dry, whatever.
I feel like smoothing is fine. Like, I mean, everyone does it, whatever. I think we're like, is this what we're doing, going for? Like, where I draw the line is like morphing your body.
Well, your personal take on it and then like how to deal with it, I feel like is kind of like the two-tier approach here. Kind of like,
yeah.
I know. I didn't realize that people were still editing their body with Facetune. I mean, call me naive, but now hearing that, you know, people are, or like sometimes you catch it, like you see like the, I mean, I used to do it. I'll say it, like when I was in college and I gained some weight, I just don't think I knew any better. Like freshman year, I started doing it. And now I look back on the photos and I'm like, number one, this is so obvious. Number two, I don't look correct.
Yeah.
Number three, why? Like, what was the point of this? Just so that I look better online, but then you see me in person and I don't look the same as I look online. So that's kind of my theory with it, is that I try not to do it in a way where it's like I don't actually look like this.
Exactly.
You know?
No, for sure. Like, because also like with what we do, like we see people in person all the time, and the last thing I want is them to be like, wait, they look so much different in person. Honestly, I feel like this has been happening to us a lot recently when we meet followers. They're like, you guys are so much prettier in person.
I will take that compliment.
I will take it, but I'm also like, what do I look like in photos?
I know, but
exactly. Like, that's what I want. Like, I do not want the opposite. Like, you know, we've all like had our ebbs and flows, but yeah, Brooke and I have just been in conversations recently with like different groups of people, and like, I just didn't realize that people still added to their bodies. And like, body image is such a big thing, but it's just like, I feel like we're all born in a different way. We're all born with bodies. And unfortunately, these huge editorials, things like, they're still being edited, unfortunately. And like, you know, celebrities, like these photo shoots, like they're just being edited. Like, it's just what happens. And I think sometimes we just have to take a step back when we see like a billboard or something. Or even, I'm learning now, like videos can be like distorted to make you look different. So like, it's just so easy to compare yourself to these people. And you're like, wait, no. Yeah. Like, no.
I think that you're entitled to do whatever you want to. Like, I don't want to shame if you're like, I do this, like, whatever. Like, you know,
absolutely,
that's your life. That's your Instagram. That's your social media. But what I'm learning to do now is looking at everything and just like, I know this is kind of like cynical, I guess, to look at things. But just looking at everything, knowing it's fake. And you could say that that's dark or whatever, but it's true.
Exactly. Like when you see these billboards or you see someone's, maybe their Instagram photo, you can be like, okay, well, that's probably really edited. And just like having a mental note for that.
Yeah. And I guess that's kind of dark to say, and obviously does not apply to anybody, but I feel like if that's the messaging that's going to keep you sane, keeping your eyes wide open for it and being like, you know, it's almost like when you find out that people are doing this, it normalizes it more. Like, I'm actually here for people admitting that they use it and do it because versus being like, no, like I actually do, like gaslighting you into thinking that they actually look like that.
Yes.
You know?
Exactly. No, I completely agree. I feel like I love when people are like, oh yeah, like I fully Facetune them. I'm like, okay, so we're just gonna be honest about this, you know? But also I've learned like to me, some of the most beautiful people are some of the people that like really mm-hmm. edit. And I was like, wow. So if you guys mm-hmm. can just remember that when you're like looking at your photo, and like Brooke said, like not trying to shame anyone at all. Seriously, we've all had our like cycles yeah. of like doing what we want. But also I think you just have to remind yourself of that when you're like, oh, should I like do this in my photo? Like just take a step back and be like, it's all just fake.
Yeah. Does it really matter? Yeah. Now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. I remember in college, I stayed stressed out and I was always focused on some problem, whether it be like with class or friends or just general stresses of life. I mean, that's a hectic time, let's say it. It can be tough to train your brain to stay in problem solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. But when you learn to find your own solutions, there's no better feeling. A therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals, no matter how big or small. So I started therapy after college. And let me just say that if I had the tools in my toolbox to kind of handle things differently, I think it would have been very beneficial. So if you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey, and you can switch therapists at any time. I love that BetterHelp, you can literally just hop on, chat with who you need to chat with, and log off. You could actually also do it all like via chat. You don't actually have to talk to anyone on the phone if you don't want to. So when you want to be a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/gals today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/gals. Hey, gals on the go listeners, I'm here to tell you that there is no reason to be red panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift, because you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes all of the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and for any occasion. It's so easy. You just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or on Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I love getting gifts on Etsy because most of the time they're like one of a kind, right? Like they're handmade. We're talking about, you know, handmade custom jewelry, collectibles. I bought my friends like a wall sign recently. They had like a housewarming, I guess, of sorts. And I went online and like found this really cute custom wall sign. So it's simple to find gifts that are made by independent sellers for all of the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for like the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now. I always bring this back to the skin thing, because maybe that's like one of the things that I'm more insecure about, especially if I'm having like a bad skin cycle where I, you know, you look on social media, it looks like everybody's airbrush flawless, perfect. Yeah. And then you realize people have skin texture. People have, you know, acne. People have, you know, people age. Like it's just normal and natural. And that's kind of where I've been comparing myself more so recently with that sort. Yeah. Skin and just kind of, yeah, complexion, which I know that's so odd. And if you're younger, you might be like, all right, Brooke, no, not really. But yeah. Or there's this girl actually that I follow on TikTok that just did a whole thing on using like the beauty filter on TikTok and like having her hair cover up. She does like get ready with me videos, and she explained that she's on Accutane, and people were like, why are you on Accutane? Your skin looks great. And she like took off all the filters and everything and then like put her hair back, and you saw that she has, you know, like acne like down her neck and everything, mm-hmm. and stuff that you wouldn't have even noticed before. But she's like, I'm really good at like hiding and covering up and whatever. And it's like, you know, if that's going to make her feel better and she feels more confident to post her videos on TikTok, like, girl, you do you, you know? Oh, but I appreciated that she showed it.
Yeah, no, it's like really, oh my God, when I was on Accutane, phew, I was smoothing away because like it made my skin worse before it was better. So I feel like if it makes you feel better and like if it makes you want to post that photo of you at a concert or in your favorite outfit, like obviously go off. Just it's just like finding that balance of like the mental part of it and understanding like when you see other people, like for me, and we'll talk about it later, but I get really insecure about like when you're talking about skin and stuff, when I see girls' photos of bikinis and they're like bikini line is perfect, and then I'll like talk to them like, oh, I like smoothed that completely, like that is not what you think it is, and I'm like, oh, okay. So it's just like so easy to get so caught up in it, and then you're reminded that it's just not always that way.
Totally. Yeah. And I feel like transparency is a step in the right direction with all of that. But I, you know, you're entitled to use it however you want to use it. That's the thing. Like, I feel like it's no, and I don't know. It's not that far of a difference. I feel like from, you know, doing the little, what we think is like the little smoothing things and like editing your body or whatever. So, I mean, I don't think I'm in a position to judge, but at the same time, I'm like, who am I to judge? But also me. No. Who am I to judge? But also I'm going to keep one eye open because when I'm spiraling and scrolling on social media and being like, whoa, why don't I look like that? She doesn't even look like that. You know, no one actually looks like that.
No, like I feel like we've met so many people that are beautiful, but then you
stunning.
And then you see them personally, you're like, oh, like they have texture on their face.
Yes.
Like, makes you love them even more. It's not like, oh my God. It's like, okay, lit. Like, so maybe she does a little smooth on the gram, but I'm just so happy that she has texture.
Yeah. Or like you see, like, I feel like people make their makeup look so perfect in person. Pictures and everything too. And then you see it in person. You're like, oh, like her makeup's like wearing into her pores, like a normal person.
Yes.
Like how my makeup wears, you know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. It's just so nice. But then also when you think about like plastic surgery and everything, like, okay, so where does that fall into it? Like why should we judge someone for face tanning when people literally like get surgeries? Like I don't judge people for like getting a nose job or like wanting to change something. Like, so I think it's such a weird fine line.
It is a weird fine line because it's like, at what point does it become unacceptable? I guess like, I think just that's what I would say. I think it's just the transparency of it is what I say. And it's not required, you know, then people will come for the people who aren't open and be like, you know, I caught you. Like, I know you got your lips done or whatever. Like, I mean, I feel like we're always in like a cycle of trying to like catch people. And what I'm sure you've gotten those comments too. Just when people feel like, you know,
kind of
like,
overline my lips, they're like, you got lip plumpers, didn't you? I'm like, no, I didn't, but thanks.
Like, literally. It's like, no, actually we're transparent about everything.
Yeah. And like us being YouTubers too, it's like hard to get away with it because
you would be bruised. Our videos.
What'd you say? It would be
bruised. You'd be bruised.
Oh, bruised. Oh, well, oh yeah. But,
oh,
I
but
just
yeah,
mean,
you would see it. Yeah. Yeah,
like
yeah.
Facetune in general and stuff like.
Well, you see us at our worst and our best. Yeah.
The things I put on my vlog, I mean, like just post wake up, eye crust still in.
Same.
You know? Yeah.
And I just try not to even like really think about them.
Yeah.
Like,
I just don't look.
This is like what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's hard to like, for us, especially to deceive anyone. I think it's when people are trying to really deceive people. It's one thing if it's a confidence thing, like it's going to make me feel better.
Yeah.
But it's another thing if like, I want people to think this is what my size is. I want people to think I'm the most hottest, sexiest bitch alive. And you know,
but I mean, we all have our own ways of doing it. I've definitely made you take down photos of me because I don't look good. Like, or stories, or you'll be like, hey, can I post this in my story? I'm like, no, you know, like, so maybe I'm just as bad. I don't know. Like, but then again, that goes hand in hand, I think, with body confidence, which ebbs and flows every day, which is natural.
No, like, you should still feel good about, like, I'm not posting my least flattering photo. I pose in angles that I feel look my best, obviously.
Yeah, I do the same thing. Yeah, I'm sure you get that, too, when you pose at a different angle, like, and I think this is, like, a society thing, too, that they'll be like, oh, like, you lost weight, or you look good today, you look thin, you look whatever, but, like, I'll get that just from simply posing at a good angle. I'm like, I know my body looks the same as it did yesterday. I'm just, like, going for, like, the side.
Yeah, like, it's, like, you have to have the self, I know, like, you can't, like, get it, you know, twisted. It's like, no, like, I just did that, and I know that. Like, I posed that way.
Yeah.
So, that's our body
Facetune chat of it. Basically, just keep your eyes out and keep an eye out for Celine.
Yeah, I think that's a good message from all this is keep one eye out open. One eye open because, okay, do whatever you want, but also like for your mental health and for your sanity, keep that eye open. Like, you know, if you're doing it, then maybe someone else is as well.
Yeah. And I'm sure you've gone on a spiral of someone who you've never even met before. And you're like, oh my God, she's like, I hate the word. Like, she's perfect. Like, you know, she's, oh my gosh, she's like literally all these pictures, she's perfect. Like, nobody's perfect, number one. And number two, like, that it's all an illusion. So,
it really is all an illusion. Like,
we're all human.
We're all human. We're only human. Girls, guys need to support each other and just getting through the fakeness together.
Yeah.
So the next topic I'm specifically very interested in talking about, period problems, periods in general, tampons, pads, period underwear, all the things. Because I just, like, I feel like more and more people are starting to talk about periods. And I love when podcasts have on, like, we had on Dr. P. And, like, I love when people have doctors on and stuff, but sometimes it's just nice to talk to your best friends about it and like hear other people's experiences. Yeah. So I recently, in the last few months, I got my period and it just didn't go away for a month and a half. I switched my birth control. I went through all these different things and it makes you kind of go crazy. And you think you automatically start self-diagnosing. You're going on Google. You're like, what's wrong with me? What I did was, I'm so glad I finally went to the gynecologist. Like, I've talked about my health anxiety before, but I went and, you know, we thankfully ran through all these tests and I was fine, but my period was still going, you know, my period was still going. But what got me through it and what I want to talk about was talking to other girls. The amount of people that reached out to me or my friends, like once I just opened up to them, they're like, that literally happened to me like a few months ago. Like, it is so crazy how now, not now, but like so many periods, like no one really has a perfect period.
No, mine is so inconsistent on my birth control. Like I can't, it doesn't come at the same time every month. Yeah. It will come in the middle of the pack. Some months I don't have one. And that's just the way that it is.
It's just so crazy. Cause like society, like everyone just makes you think like you get your period, you have your pack and you track it. And on the third, fourth week you get your period and it's like, I'm due this day. And I feel like that's never me. Like some people have it down pat, but I feel like people need to remember that because I'm like, why me? Why me? Why am I having to go buy my third box of tampons this month? You know, I will say an update on like, so then my period went away finally. Thank God. I remember I like wore all white in celebration that day. And then last week, literally right before my birthday weekend, I got my period and I was like, all right, let's see how the dices roll. Is it going to stay? Is it going to go? And it stayed for about 4 or 5 days and now it's gone.
Oh, wow.
It's more normal. But I am sure in the future something else is going to happen. You know, so many things in your environment could change it. Your hormones, like stress.
Did the doctor tell you this? Did your gynecologist?
She was like, you know, you must be extra stressed. Like hormones, like something just could have changed. And I ended up switching my birth control. So that might have taken it. Because I'd been on my other birth control for about 2.5 years. So like sometimes you just need to switch it. Your body gets used to it. Just like, you know, face wash and stuff.
I feel like switching messed me up, but like, yeah, I was on a regular schedule and then I like switched to generic and then like I switched back and now I'm like back to it and I'm like, wait, and I'm like confusing myself. I'm like, how was it when I first started this one? You know, like you go back and forth and you're like, oh yeah, you're like, I was
like, that was, yes. It's just so crazy because I just can't get over it. Like you just think it's going to be perfect. But then like if you actually like talk to your friends about periods, which not everyone always wants to do, but like, I'm just like, let's chat about it. It's so interesting to hear, like, you know, like I have some friends who like in high school, like were bleeding for like many months in advance. And, you know, they just had to start like not taking the sugar pill pack or they just like would skip. And so there's all these different things people are doing. And you start to compare yourself and you're like, wait, am I like literally dying? What's going on with me? Mm-hmm. But it's just all of our bodies at the end of the day are so different.
So different.
And hormones are so real. And it's so freaky how... like, like, I don't even know. Like, there's days where I'm like, I don't want to be on birth control anymore. But also, like, I just don't feel like I'm in that position. But then also with birth control, my dermatologist tells me that it keeps my skin good. And that's terrifying because I used to have really bad acne. And so it's just like, there's so many things. Being a girl. Oh, my God.
I
know.
Well, a lot of people these days, I did a TikTok about this, that, like, aren't on birth control.
Yeah, I'm seeing lots of people going off.
Or I'm sure that it's the same amount as it was, but like it seems like it's more because we're talking about it more.
Normalized.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
So you got to do what works for you. And
do you skip yours or you just take as
I take? I take every single day. I take every.
So you take the sugar pill. Everything.
Yes.
Okay.
But I'm on Loloastrin and it's normal to not get your period. But then sometimes I'll get in the middle of the month. Like I don't really like. There's no way of really knowing when it's coming. I still don't know how heavy it's going to be. Like.
Yeah.
I know that when I'm completely off birth control, I get a very heavy period and it's like usually like 7 days heavy.
Mm.
But on this one, it's like, it's very inconsistent, but it's not like so heavy.
Yeah.
You know?
Do you get cramps?
Yeah. If I get my period and I'm like getting it, like it's not fun.
It is not fun. I didn't get cramps. I might've talked about this before until I started birth control. Like I used to never have cramps. Like my friends would talk about cramps and I was like, don't know those. Then I started birth control, which I needed to start birth control to be on Accutane. Like I don't regret it obviously, but it switched something in my body. And now I like, oof, cramps are real. Like that second day of period.
Yeah.
That is one thing I feel like a lot of girls can bond on is the fact that the second day is the worst.
Oh my God. Bleeding wise, everything was. Yeah. It's like, just a tough day.
You're in for it that day.
Mm-hmm.
Periods are literally so weird.
So weird. And I think that, everybody has to do, we talked about like birth control methods and stuff, like everybody has to do what works for you. And you know, so many people are like, mm-hmm. no, like I'm switching to like natural and like tracking my cycle, like whatever. And you know, if that works for you, that works for you. But I agree. I'm on birth. She keeps my skin clear.
Yeah.
She keeps me, you know, my period's not as heavy. And it's a life that I'm like kind of used to, which I know sounds bad, but I also need something to stop me from getting pregnant. Like, you know, like yeah. that's just the point of life where I'm at right now.
Yeah, I know. It is so crazy because I've learned a lot about like the temperature check ones, like the natural cycle yeah, thing where you check your temperature and you're more fertile or you're not as fertile. I think that's great. If that works for you and you trust yourself to like do all those things, I have heard that it truly works.
But do you like, are these people actually doing it every day though?
They have to, right? You have to.
That, I mean,
or not every day, but around when your period, I don't really know. I think you get your periods maybe.
Cause technically I know that's what everyone's argument is. And I'm only rolling my eyes because I'm comfortable with what I'm on. That's
right.
So I'm not judging. I'm just saying, but you know what the message that I get a lot is you can only actually get pregnant when you're ovulating, but you have to know when that is. If you really actively check,
you have to, like you literally, and it's so crazy that you can check if you're ovulating via your temperature or like a certain,
I think I
read up on it because I was just so curious, and I do believe, so you guys can correct us, but I think it has something to do with the temperature that your body's at. So we'll double check, and if that's all right, we'll just cut this out, but I do believe, or at least that's a part of it. So there's that. Have you ever used a period cup?
No.
I'm like very interested.
Okay.
Oh God, I'm drooling again.
Have you?
No, I'm very interested to try it. I've used tampons, pads, period underwear.
Yeah, I like period underwear when I'm like lounging. I love period comfortable. Underwear
when I'm lounging. I'm like, let's go. Or like if it's not like the heaviest day.
Yes,
even though it can handle it. It can handle
totally.
It.
But it's good when you're like just spotting kind of too. Because otherwise, like, yeah, you have that happen when you spot and like ruins your underwear and you're like, damn.
Do you ever just decide like I'm not on my period anymore?
Oh, yeah. And then you just stop doing anything.
And then sometimes it kind of works. It's like.
Sometimes you mentally decide. You're like, no, I command you to stop.
No more. Yeah. Sometimes I feel like if I put a tampon, I'm like, oh, maybe it's like. Starting something in there, you know, like I refuse. I like literally 2 days ago, I was like, nah, no more. And then you just have to, the next few times you scrapping, next few times you wipe, it's kind of like double check we're all good, you know.
Sorry. You put one layer of like toilet paper there, you're like, this will protect me.
This will do. I'm like sitting on my brand new white couch. Yeah. This should be good.
That's the thing about me not knowing when my period comes though, is that like, I forget where I was. I wasn't at the movie premiere the other day. I was at the, when we were at the Boohoo show, I like couldn't tell if I was sweating or if I got my period.
I know that.
Have feeling. You know what oh that feeling?
It's like,
and I like couldn't
bubbly
tell.
Bubbly feeling in the legs.
And yeah. I was like, I don't know what to do right now. Cause
you were wearing a red dress.
I was. I got so nervous when I stood up. I was like, this could be a show for everybody. And it wasn't, but I thought about it though.
Oh my God. This could be a show.
Yeah.
Well, you would have to hope that it'd be like the bright red. Cause if it was the dark red, then it would probably have shown.
Yes. But
yeah.
There's a lot of, this is like the perks of being someone with a period. It's not always fun, but we all go through it. There's not one correct way to do it either. Like, I know I have friends that still like don't use tampons. Yeah. Like they do other methods or whatever.
Yeah.
I think a lot of my friends do use tampons though, because
I was a pad girl convenient. Through and through. Like I'd be in flag football practice and you could hear the
whoosh, squeak.
Whoosh, whoosh,
that's
whoosh.
So funny.
I was like, wow. And then I remember the reason I started putting in tampons was because I started wearing thongs.
Oh yeah. 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 And that pad with the thong.
And the pad with the thong. They make the little,
they do, but it's like, it wings. Goes in your butt crack then.
No,
and it's no tough.
Can do. And it was just getting heavier. So it just couldn't, you know, but I do love a pad on an occasion.
Yeah.
So, whew, God.
Well, I'm glad that you got everything sorted out, but it does. I definitely have had my period for more than a week before. Not that obviously everybody should check with their own healthcare provider, or whatever. I have like a messaging portal with my gynecologist, and it's phenomenal. I use it all the time.
I used to use that too, but now I have a new one. I think a lot of them do now.
It's great. It's so I'll be like, great. Hey, like I've been getting headaches on this new birth control, and she's like switching you back, like whatever, like you know,
switching
like
you back now.
Yeah, like we just talk about it, and it's like, so it's
not,
great.
It's not needed to have an appointment for this, but like I do have a question.
Exactly, like love little. It. Questions like obviously you know go in for your annual, make sure everything's all good.
And that's that on periods.
Hi guys, I'm Teresa Giudice and you know me from the Real Housewives in New Jersey. And now you'll know me from my new podcast, Namaste Bitches, with my co-host, Melissa Feaster.
What's up, you guys? I'm Melissa Feaster, and Teresa and I are talking about everything. Love, life, relationships, yes, sex, food, and family. We are getting into it all.
It's a real look at my life when the cameras aren't rolling. But don't worry, we'll be talking about all that TV stuff too.
So follow, rate, and review Namaste Bitches now at Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, gals on the go listeners, I'm here to tell you that there is no reason to be red panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift, because you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy takes all of the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and for any occasion. It's so easy. You just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or on Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I love getting gifts on Etsy because most of the time they're like one of a kind, right? Like they're handmade. We're talking about, you know, handmade custom jewelry, collectibles. I bought my friends like a wall sign recently. They had like a housewarming, I guess, of sorts. And I went online and like found this really cute custom wall sign. So it's simple to find gifts that are made by independent sellers for all of the people in your life. So whether you need a housewarming gift for like the new homeowner or a birthday present for the pickleballer, Gift Mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
So also kind of on that note, hair removal, shaving, lasering, waxing, sugaring. There are just so many different ways, and I just haven't cracked the code, I think. Like, the only thing I know that I like is getting a wax. Mm-hmm. Shout out European Wax Center, by the way. Like, I love it so much. But you know what I do not like is, like, you know, you have to let it grow out to get it waxed again. It's just, like, the grow out period. It's like, what do you do? You know? Like, it's just so awkward. And then, like, sometimes I just decide not to get a wax because, like, I need to be shaven. Like, I just, like, I'm in a bathing suit for, like, multiple weeks on end. Whatever it may be. And I literally, so many people have told me all these products, like I've heard Tend Skin. Have you heard of, you don't really have this problem, but like Tend Skin is like this, it's like almost like a toner, and you're supposed to put it on after you shave, and people swear by it. No bumps. I still have bumps. I'm like, what is my
body?
Are
the bumps, if you don't mind me asking, because I.
Like ingrown hairs.
They are. Are they painful?
No. Okay. So I guess they're not all ingrown hairs.
Okay.
Like maybe one or two ingrown hairs, but like just like red bumps, and it's just not a vibe.
I mean, as we discussed, everybody is something. Like, you rarely – I've seen it before, but you rarely see a person that has nothing down there, you know?
No, I know. It's like, just frustrating.
I think I deal with – as an Italian woman and Italian and Jewish genes that I have dark hair.
Yeah.
So I have, like, a cast of, like, just dark.
Yeah, like a dark cast.
Yeah, so that's more so what I have versus, like, I mean, I definitely get bumps, but that's not, like, probably it. But I have that under my arms.
Yeah,
I have a dark cast under my arms. Tried to get that laser. It didn't help. I'm like, did I do the laser wrong? Like, I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm barely
Does
any difference.
Does your hair grow back or no?
Yeah. I got 5 laser sessions. I'm not sure if I was supposed to do more. That's what they gave me in exchange. Like, they were like, come in, you know, post Instagram stories about your experience. And I was like, of course. It was a lovely place, but I just don't see any difference. And I heard so much hype around it. You know, everyone's like, oh my god, laser's the best. You get lasered, you never have to shave again in your life. Maybe it just was my experience, but from what I gather, it's
maybe you need the Italian special.
Yeah,
because I always think about that. I'm like, there's no chance. Like, I do not do pain well, and like thought of getting my bikini laser, but I've like almost gotten to that point where I'm like, do I do it? But I'm like, if I go through all these sessions and it still doesn't work, I will be angry.
I don't know if I have the pain tolerance for that either. Like,
Really? Yeah. So is the armpits like that bad?
It was not comfortable.
Yeah, and you can handle pain a little more than me, so.
But then people will be like, it's so worth it, you know, whatever. And I get it. I know people who, like, you know, do laser their whole body, like their legs, whatever. And they're like, you know, have a new lease on life.
Oh my
so
gosh.
I feel like it's whatever works best for you. But also another thing is awareness is key. Just knowing that. Everybody struggle, like, you know, you go to the beach and like take a look around and like you know, with an observant eye and you'll realize that, like,
look at everyone's crotches.
People have, I know that's so creepy.
No, I've done it before. I'm like, I gotta check what's going on.
Yeah. And you're like, wait, maybe I'm not alone in this.
No, I know. I definitely know. It's just not.
But it's your personal confidence that you have, you know?
Yeah.
It's just like everything. Like, you're allowed to take it into your own hands. You get, Danielle gets waxed very regularly.
I get waxed. I love getting waxed. It is just so amazing. It truly, there is no dark cast. Like, it is all gone. But then, you know, eventually it has to grow back. And it grows back a lot.
Thicker?
No. Oh, it grows thinner. Back a lot softer and thinner.
Soft. Oh, like the hair is softer. Yeah.
It's just, I can't. It's
so funny.
It's so funny. I, like, literally can't believe we're dying.
No, I don't know why I said that. I knew that it comes back thinner.
It comes back thinner. Yeah. If you shave in between waxes, it comes back thicker. But I feel like I've gotten enough waxes that it doesn't really do that. But what I just need to figure out is, like, in between waxes. Like, I just wish it would just always be gone, you know? So.
Yeah, I always wonder what people do in between wax. I'm not a regular waxer. I do for special occasions, but really not so much. I tried triggering once and I literally wanted to die.
I was going to ask because I know you've done it before and you said it was not great.
Everyone told me, they were like, not everyone, but just what you hear about triggering, you know? And this could be my experience and, you know, take it with a grain of salt. But everyone said to me, sugaring is, you don't like waxing? Don't worry. Sugaring hurts way less than waxing. Mm-hmm. You'll be totally fine. I don't know if I'm, like, really sensitive down there or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Were you on your period? Because that makes it more sensitive.
I don't think so. It was, like, a year ago. I knew I had a beach trip coming up. I was like, okay, I'll do the sugaring thing. It was, like, I was about to be like, I don't know if I could finish. No. The way that I just said that. I know. Sorry. No. Okay. She started.
Finished the sugaring.
Finished the, like, the experience. Like, I was like, and I don't quit, you know, but I was like,
not a quitter.
Not a quitter over here, but I was like,
oof.
It was.
What is that? Is it like rubbing exfoliator on you?
So it's also kind of gross, I think. Which this is maybe just like me. I'm a shaver though. I'll get to that next.
I'm a waxer. She's a shaver.
Yeah, I'm a shaver. They take, like, this big glob, at least this place that I went to, maybe it's different everywhere. They take this big glob of, I think it's like sugar water and, like, maybe mm-hmm. something else. And it creates, like, this goopy, like, slime looking thing. And they use that gloop to get everything off. So no paper, nothing. It's literally just the gloop of, like,
put it on, like, at a wax place. They just,
put it on like that. But then the hair stays in it.
Well, so wax too. It pulls the hair with it.
But then they throw out that strip.
Yeah.
They use the same glue for the whole thing.
Oh, is it like a ball they're running?
Yeah. It's not a ball. It's like a, you know, like a product. Like, I'm trying to describe.
So they're not laying it on. It doesn't stay.
I mean,
it's not like wax where they put it all over.
Well, yeah, they'll leave it on for a sec because then they still have to, like, take it off. But, like, it's more, like, progressive, I guess, than a wax where it's like, you know, like.
The strips
and then you rip. Like, this was more so, like, as we go, like, kind of rolling and, like, taking it off with you. But it was disgusting to me because at the end, that the sugary stuff, no, but it was just gross to me because at the end it was like a ball of, like, hair. And, like, I just saw too much and it hurt. It just was a horrible, horrible experience. I will say that. I'm sorry.
It's horrible. I don't know many people that get sugared, so.
No, me neither.
But maybe if you guys have a different experience, if there's a better place, but another this sounds thing, not desirable.
It's similar to periods, similar to like body image. You got to do what works for you. So if that were, you know, it's almost like you got to try out these things and, like, discover for yourself. Also, I'm a shaver. I don't
see. You keep saying that.
No, I am. Okay. You know why? There's a lot of reasons why. Number one, you know, it fits my schedule. I don't have to, like, like what you're saying, like the time in between and stuff. Like, it's a lot of like planning and plotting and, like, putting it on a calendar. Like, okay, I have a trip this day, like, whatever. Like, I just don't really think about it. I kind of just naturally go, like, oh, hey, like, it's, you know, the way that I shave my legs. I'm like, oh, probably should shave my legs tonight. Yeah. You know, I shave them, whatever. Like, I don't have a schedule. Do you have a schedule with, like, shaving your legs? Like, every 2 days I shave, or no?
Literally, just, like, I feel like I don't shave my legs all the time anymore.
Really?
No, it's not a schedule. It's like, oh, like, do the field test.
Yeah.
Like, oh, it's a little hairy. If I'm not wearing something that's showing my legs, I'm not shaving my legs, by the way. That's just, like, who I am. That's my prerogative.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just the field test.
Yes. Okay. That's what I do. And I shave everywhere. I shave under my arms. I shave my legs. I shave down there. And a new development in the past like year or so is I shave my arms.
Me too.
Oh, you do?
I've shaved them since eighth grade.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought we've talked about this before. Like I got self-conscious one day and I just did it.
Did your mom tell you you're not supposed to?
Yeah.
She's That's like, why do they say that?
And then I did, and I don't regret going back. I feel like my arms look so cute and feminine and fun.
It makes me feel more confident too.
Yeah. It's the best.
And I used to not care. Like 2 years ago, I did a Q&A and I was like, no, I've never shaved my arms. And then
you were like, wait.
And then I don't know, something switched in me where I was like, but like, why not? You know, like if it's something that I've even had that thought, like, why not?
No, literally, it grows back like a little upright. So you have to, at least for me, but I don't even shave my arms every day. It'll be like every few days when I.
Oh, I was going to say I shave my arms maybe once every like 3 weeks. Like,
yeah, yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. Like every few showers. Like, well, I shower almost every day, but. Not that you have a shower today. Anyways, love shaving your arms. Like, it is the best. And don't, like, let us convince you. But
no,
if you've been thinking about it, it's really no big deal once you do it. Like, mine don't grow back super dark.
If that's
an
insecurity of yours, like, that's how I feel about a lot of insecurities. Like, if it's a crippling insecurity in your life, that's why I got my nose job, you know? Like, it was something that literally, I was face tuning. That's what I was, before I got my nose job, that's, like, how I got addicted to face tuning. Because I was, like, smoothing the bridge of my nose in every single photo to a point that, like, I was unrecognizable, and I was like, if this is going to make such a significant impact in my life, like, why am I not, you know?
Yes, absolutely.
So, and I know many girls, I'm sure you have friends too, that have, like, dark hair, that growing up, that was, like, something that they dealt with. And I feel like, yeah, like, our moms and, like, just people in our life are like, don't shave your arms, don't shave your arms. But it's like, why? Like,
oh, yeah. My mom would be like, don't use a tampon. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
They're like, they want you to be natural and little and cute. And it's like, sorry.
It's just like another thing to deal with, I guess. Yeah, I do get that. Yeah.
We do it.
Yeah. I don't mind shaving though. Maybe I actually do have a tip though, which is the Schick Intuition razors. I love them. The ones with the built-in shaving cream. I know I'm 25 years old and I'm still using this razor. You're probably like, no, everyone used to use it. I know. It's the best freaking razor. The razor, it shaves so close. My skin is left so soft.
Maybe I
don't really get bumps. I love it. And you don't have to buy shaving cream separately.
That's true.
Because I feel like that's like a whole process with shaving. It's like a whole like lay down and then like you do it. And like, I don't have the patience for that, honestly.
Patience is a virtue.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, hopefully you guys have some insight for us or some suggestions. This is literally my cry for help. Like, help me.
Oh, in terms of that.
The bumps. And
I feel like everyone's going to say laser. Are they not? Like, does that...
But does it go away? Like... I don't know.
I mean, there's only so many products and stuff. I had all, you know, like it's...
Maybe I'm using tanned skin wrong. I've heard this stuff is literally insane and it's just not working.
How long have you been using it?
Like a couple of weeks.
I don't use more time.
Patience.
Yeah.
You're right. I need to like, yeah, I've used it a couple of times. When I first started using it, I was like, where's the difference? And it's not there yet, but you just have to keep going.
Are you supposed to use it every shower?
Yeah, and I definitely don't. So.
Okay.
That's okay.
When you shave, or no, you don't shave though. So I guess like it's, you're supposed
yeah.
to.
Yeah. Well, recently in the last few weeks, I've been shaving. I like had to, like, I just couldn't get an appointment. Like it just, you know, so we're on the shaving routine right now. But summer I'm waxing every, you know, so
I get my eyebrows waxed.
I'm a shaver right now.
Go back and forth the shaving.
Yes. But like also we both love an eyebrow wax. Like,
I just went to European Wax Center. Got a beautiful eyebrow wax.
Yeah, we love it. I used to get face waxes, actually. And they like do your nose nostrils too.
Oh, yeah,
It's like a really fun relief feeling.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, if you get the face one. But then we discovered the dermaplaning, so I don't, always need that. But yeah, so that was girl talk.
That was girl talk. Hopefully you appreciate the vulnerability.
Yes, hopefully you guys got something out of it. And just everything that we had to say. Hope you guys are all having an amazing week. Thanks so much for always supporting us. And we actually have some new merch coming out that I think we'll be announcing very soon after this episode's going up. So be on the lookout for that. It's really fun.
Yes. If you follow at Danielle Carolyn, at Brooke Michio, at Gals on the Go podcast, you'll be the first to see it. We love you guys and we hope you have an amazing week.
Bye.
Bye.
All this This month, celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month with Pluto TV. Watch movies with the biggest stars like Eugenio Derbez in No Eres Tú, Soy Yo, and Luis Gerardo Méndez in Camino a Marte. Plus, Pluto TV has thousands more movies and TV shows and over 45 channels in Spanish, all for free. So download the Pluto TV app on all your favorite devices and start streaming today. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.